Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamika. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just received in the mail a, what is this called? Something saying that I received $2,875 from unemployment. I have never filed unemployment. I had unemployment filed under my maiden, not my maiden, my first married name.
Yes, ma'am.
And I filed a fraud claim on it. Me and I don't know how many, numerous others at my employment. And getting ready to file my taxes, and I can't have this. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I never filed unemployment. It was all fraud. But somebody got paid $2,875 in my name under Nicholson, and my name is now Phillips and has been for the past 6 years. This is a 1099-G my daughter just sent me a copy of.
Okay, so basically you're trying to say that somebody been using your account and it wasn't you, so basically it's like fraud.
It is fraud. I never applied for unemployment. I never had a reason. I've had a job for the last 5 years.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Tammy Phillips. The fraud was filed under my first married name, which was Tammy Nicholson. Using my Social Security number, I'm guessing, or I see the last four digits. And I already reported this as fraud.
And it say you received.
It should have never been paid.
And it say you receive how much?
$2,875. I wish.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I found where I got a confirmation email.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a minute. I'm fixing to print it out. So I'll have it. But anyway, on 3/18/21, I got a DOL unemployment UI benefit fraud and abuse reporting. Thank you for submitting a fraud report. Your information has been reported successfully. There is no need to contact the department. Should we need further information from you, we will contact you. In the meantime, you can follow the tips below. And that's it. And that was, you know, it's supposed to have been over with.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to see if I can be able to transfer you over to somebody because I don't have any access to that. I only file claims, so I'm trying to see if I can transfer you over to someone that can better assist you. I'm so sorry.
Please, please, please. I don't mind waiting.
Okay. But nobody hasn't. Okay.
Thank goodness I haven't filed taxes yet.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, nobody has replied back yet. So what I would do is I would just probably, like, call back in, like, 5 to 10 minutes and see if someone else, because I can't assist you with that, and I don't have access to any of that information.
Okay, there's no way you can transfer me?
Well, I can't transfer you without permission from my manager.
Okay, can we get permission from the manager? Because at this point,
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
A little
I was
upset.
Just I was trying to see.
Yeah.
I was trying to see. Can
I don't mind holding. Yeah, I don't mind if you need to put me on hold.
Yes, ma'am. But see, I don't want to have you on hold for so long, and I can't get anyone because everyone is so busy right now. So that's
right.
Why I was letting you know if you could just call back probably like 5 or 10 minutes, and someone would better assist you. Because I don't have any access into what's going on about the, you know, the money that's being under your married name. I can only file claims.
Okay. Can you send me to your manager then? Just transfer me to the manager and maybe they can help me? I don't really want to hang up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it took a while to get through.
Is you trying to file a claim, ma'am?
No, I'm not trying to file a claim. Whoever did this to about 30 people at my job. There should be a major class action thing on it. Maybe I should just call the district attorney and tell them that the unemployment department can't help me. Because, I mean, this is crazy. And please don't take that personal. It's not on you. But, you know, I get this thing that says, oh, you tried to file for unemployment. And I took it to my boss, and I was like, hey. And, you know, they're like, oh, you know, we've got a thing about it, blah, 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 whatever. Just submit it as fraud. Well, it was submitted. I get a note that says, hey, don't worry about it. We got your back. Don't worry about it. And then I get a thing. And, you know, I'm filing taxes tomorrow. Now I can't. Are taxes important to you when you file your taxes? So can you send me to your manager?
Ma'am, I'm trying to get verification because basically my manager is like going to tell you the same thing that I'm telling you.
Well, that's okay. Let me hear it from them. That way I can get their name and not yours, and I can report them and not you.
Well, why would you want to report someone?
I need some assistance.
Yes, ma'am, but I was letting you know that I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I'm not able to assist you with that right now. That's why I was letting you know in the night.
What do you mean you're not able to assist me of that right now?
Because you're called. I'm sorry, because you called
okay,
and said that.
Can you send me to your manager? Can we do that?
Yes, ma'am, but my manager will basically tell you the same thing that I'm telling you.
Okay, what's your manager's name?
Ma'am, I cannot give that over the phone.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to call the DA's office. Thanks.
You have a